welcome to the Sensitive Soul Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki, and I'm going to teach you how to overcome your fears, conquer your dreams, and own your life. I'm so happy that you're here. Now let's get started. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Sensitive Soul, Bold Spirit. So this may be one of my most vulnerable and raw episodes yet, because I'm really going to be revealing some stuff to you that I had not figured out yet until a few weeks ago. So it's been a really cool transformation. It's been so revealing to me and freeing. So yeah, here we go. As you know, a few weeks ago, I went to the Bliss Project with Lori Harder and a lot of really amazing speakers. And if I had known what all she was going to have us do at this event, I would not have gone. Now, that's not to say that I did not get a lot out of it, and I'm not happy that I went. But my fears and my insecurities would have held me back from going because I would have been scared shitless. Pardon my language, but that's it. So if you've been following me for a while or if you've heard me talk, I talk about being an introvert, which I am. And I always use that as an excuse to not meet new people and to not form new connections and to just kind of sit back and wait for people to talk to me. But that's not what being an introvert means. Being an introvert means that I recharge on my own. I don't usually recharge around people. But coming out of this experience, I was charged to the max. My body was vibrating with positive energy, which sounds really kooky, but it's true. And I'm so incredibly grateful that I had this experience. I'm so incredibly grateful for the lessons I learned. So instead of me going on and on and on about how I feel, I'm going to share with you guys some lessons I learned, how I'm using them going forward, and how it has immensely changed my life. Okay? So the thing was, the reason I would not have gone is that we are required to talk to so many people there. And I say required like they hold you hostage or whatever. No, it's just she has all these exercises and you go and talk to different women and women that you don't already know. So, which, oh my gosh, is so out of my comfort zone that I wanted to hide. Every part of my body was like, what are we doing? What are we doing here, Nikki? You don't know how to do this. What are you doing? But I needed it. I needed to do this. I needed to get myself out of my comfort zone. So I'm going to go through some things. I'm going to tell you guys like where I was before and how that changed. So I used to be scared of other women, and not scared in the axe murderer kind of way, right? But just scared to talk to them. I think that I feared being judged, and I feared being rejected, and I feared being left out. So I avoided trying to make new connections. I didn't want to be left out again. Throughout my life, I have chosen friends who have left me out. And that was a lesson that I was sent here to learn. And that's okay. I realize that I have the power to change that and that not everyone is going to leave me out. So that's where I was coming from. So I had this preconceived notion that I was going to be judged, rejected, left out, ignored, any other kind of words you can think of to go with that. So I didn't want to be vulnerable and I didn't want to put myself out there. Now also, in the same breath, I didn't know if I could be friends with someone in the same industry as me. I was afraid they were competition and that they would, quote unquote, take my clients. Which is common, and I think a lot of people have gone through this, they would try to recruit me to their business, their network marketing business, or they would try to get me to hire them when I just wanted to talk. Because I don't know about you, but I've had that happen where people have messaged me under the guise of friendship or like we have a connection, when really they're just trying to get hired, right? So that was kind of keeping me from putting myself out there because I was like, I just, you know, it didn't feel genuine to me, I guess. It didn't feel like the people really wanted to talk to me, that they were just looking for clients, someone they could help, and where I just wanted to be a peer, right? So, yeah, and now I realize that not all women are like that, you know? And it's nice to see, and that's just one of the things that we have to look at, and we have to change those neural pathways that have made this belief that, you know, women are, women in business, let me change that, women in business, women entrepreneurs are out for themselves. And so I just have to change that belief by having different thoughts and having different experiences and different events happen in my life, which I think I had enough of to change that thought in me. So here's what I learned from all of that, from my experience, from meeting the 50 plus women that I met there. There were 500 women there, but I did not meet all of them. So when I'm judging someone else, when I look at someone and I make a snap judgment about them, that is only a reflection of me and something that needs to be healed inside of me. And that's something that Lori talked about the first day. And, you know, she was like, you know that, right? Like she stood on stage because she knows as women, we are judging each other. We are judging ourselves. So she made a point to bring that up the very first night. So I'm really glad that that was addressed offhand before it, you know, kind of ran away with itself. Because here's the thing. I talked to one great woman there. Her name was Gina. And we talked about getting dressed the night before. We had a cocktail party for the VIP night. And I told her, you know, when I pulled out my dresses and my clothes, I thought, these aren't cute enough. I need something cuter. Why didn't I bring something cuter? And I was like getting really agitated and upset. And she looks at me and she goes, oh my gosh, I had the same thoughts, but I brought the cute clothes and I thought that it was too much. I was afraid people would think, who does she think she is? I was afraid they would think I was being too extra, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it was really cool to see both sides of that, you know, the fear of being too much, along with the fear of not being enough. You know, when as women are we going to feel like we are just the right amount of what we need to be? And just the right amount of what we need to be is exactly who we are. So I don't want to try to be someone else. And I wouldn't want to change someone else to try to be different either. So I think it's, you know, finding comfort in what feels good with us and how we want to present ourselves to the world, whether that be physically or with our words and our actions. So the next thing that I learned is we are all the same. Even though we feel so separate and so different, we are all the same. We are all one. And when you think of it that way, it just changes things. You have compassion for another woman, you can have compassion for yourself. What you see in another woman can be something that you see in yourself. So this is a huge one for me, which I had learned this one a little bit before, but it really brought it home to me being immersed in that environment for 2.5 days. But just know that no one is separate from you. No one is different. Yes, we're different, but not. We're the same. We are the same. We are all one. We are all connected. And, you know, she is no different than you are. So just think that when you are feeling nervous or intimidated, that you are the same and she sees you the same too. Cool? Yeah, getting deep on this one. Okay, the next one was, all women have insecurities. We all have things that we are worried about. We all have things we don't feel confident about. They may be different. I heard so many different things. And what is an insecurity for one woman may not be a problem for another one, but she has a different insecurity. So I heard insecurities from, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not young enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not rich enough, I'm not skinny enough, I'm not powerful enough, I'm not confident enough. All of those came out of women who, you know, you see online and they have these amazing personas. I mean, I think that's who they are, but they all have insecurities too. Every woman that you look at has insecurities. She has things that she wished she'd been told. She has things that she wishes she was better at. And I think that's another thing that unites us. I don't think it's great that we all have insecurities, but I think it's comforting to know that we're not, nobody's perfect, and no one feels like, I've done everything right, I'm great, look at me, hoo-ha, like, we all have our stuff. Every person you meet is fighting some kind of battle, and we don't know what it is, so it's best to just be kind and show them love, right? I mean, what are you going to lose doing that? I also learned women, I will say at this event, are super accepting and supportive. And I would like to extend that to the rest of the world, that women are accepting and supportive. What an amazing and comforting thought is that to have, is that women, no matter where you are going to be accepting and supportive of you. And if you show that back to them, like, what a world can we live in? Yeah. That, and then also that they want me to be successful, just as I want me to be successful. They don't wish ill upon me. They don't wish that I fail. And that is super cool, because I, every woman I met, I want to see her dream come true on, I want to see it on Facebook. Because that's where I'm connecting with most of them. They're not close to me in real life. So I want to see, I can't wait to see these things pop up on my newsfeed, that these women are actually doing what they want to do. I'm going to cry talking about it. You guys know I'm a crier. And, you know, there's more than enough to go around. When you see another woman being successful, I don't want you to see that as, you cannot, just because she's successful doesn't mean you can't be successful. There's room at the top. I want you to see that as proof that it can be done. When you see another woman realizing your dream, see that as proof that it can be done. See that as God, the universe, putting that in your path so you know, so you have some evidence and some proof it can be done. And I want you to keep going. Keep going. And lastly, the last thing I want to talk about today is that we are stronger together. Trying to separate yourself and holding back from this beautiful community we could have is the biggest mistake that we could be making as women. We are meant to have community. We're meant to have relationships. That is the beauty of being a woman, is our ability to have relationships and to foster and nourish them. So we are stronger together. So I encourage you to find your community. I encourage you to open up to other women. I encourage you to see the beauty in them as the beauty in you. And see them as proof. Encourage them. Celebrate them when you see their win. Celebrate them. Do not let that jealousy hit. And if it does, be aware of it and let it go. Cool? Oh my gosh, you guys, I can't believe I just told you all that stuff about myself. But if it heals someone else, I will tell it again and again and again. I will stand on stage and speak about it because I think that it needs to be heard. Thank you so much for listening. You guys know that I'm only here for you, and I love hearing from you. I love knowing if this episode affected you in any way. I would love to hear about it. Thanks so much, guys. I'll see you next time. Bye.